Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Eves, and you're listening to This Day in History class, a show where we peel back a new layer of history every day. Today is November 29th, 2019. The day was November 29th, 1847. Members of the Cayuse Native American tribe murdered missionaries Marcus Whitman and Narcissa Whitman, along with 11 other people. The Whitman Massacre, as it became known, marked the beginning of the Cayuse War, a conflict between the Cayuse people and the U.S. government and American frontiers people. In 1836, Marcus and Narcissa Whitman founded the Whitman Mission among the Cayuse near present-day Walla Walla, Washington. It was the second Protestant mission in the Oregon country, a region between the Pacific Ocean and the Rocky Mountains in the Pacific Northwest. The Whitmans built up the mission over the years, but tensions escalated between the missionaries and the Cayuse. The Cayuse refused to bend to Marcus's will and become full-time farmers, weren't interested in learning from the Whitmans, and did not care about Christianity. The Cayuse also maintained that since the Whitmans built the mission on their land, they were obligated to give them goods. But in the tribe members' eyes, Marcus wasn't fulfilling his obligations. Aware of the Whitman mission's struggles with the Cayuse and with money, the American Board of Commissioners for Foreign Missions even ordered the mission to close in 1842, though the board later rescinded its order. The mission soon became a place where immigrants on the Oregon Trail stopped to rest, gather supplies, and receive care and treatment. As more people moved west, there was an influx of white immigrants in the area. The Cayuse were aware of the harmful effect the arrival of white populations was having on Native American tribes in other places. They brought with them disease, and in 1847, an epidemic of measles killed half the Cayuse people. The Cayuse were hungry, sick, and unhappy with how stingy Marcus was in his trading. And Marcus was unable to keep the epidemic under control for the Cayuse, even though he had been caring for white and Native American people who had been affected. They believed that Marcus, as a doctor and religious leader, was essentially killing their families to make room for more white immigrants. This was not unprecedented, as Native Americans in the Northwest had been threatened with germ warfare, and their beliefs about the power white people had over medicine was exploited. On November 29, 1847, a group of Cayuse tribesmen attacked the Whitman Mission, which was sheltering dozens of people, mostly immigrants. They killed 13 people, including Narcissa and Marcus. They destroyed most of the buildings at the mission and held around 50 women and children captive for weeks. Two children died, and the other captives were ransomed. Historians agree that the Cayuse were defending their tribe, since the Cayuse believed that Marcus was allowing measles to spread among them. News of the massacre reached Washington, D.C. in 1848, and Congress responded by establishing the Oregon Territory that August. The Provisional Legislature of Oregon and Governor George Abernathy authorized volunteers to go to war against the Cayuse, and a unit of volunteers was dispatched to the Dalles. Fighting soon broke out, and the Cayuse War continued sporadically for several years. The war did not turn out well for the Cayuse. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Feel free to share your thoughts or your innermost feelings with us and with other listeners on social media at TDIHC Podcast. And you can email us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks for listening to today's episode. We'll see you again tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.